George Capanella here. Welcome to Age Nation Radio Magazine, where people, passion, and purpose meet.
All right. And I'm Alan Huttner. We're your host at the place where boomers, elders, and conscious members of younger generations come to listen, learn, and participate in a lifestyle revolution. Join us for in-depth interviews with world-class experts and authors, provocative commentaries, humorous and informative special features, interspersed with some great music.
Today, our topic is celebrating life, the key to living the life you were born to live. We're really delighted to be joined today by our life partners and co-collaborators, Sedina Capanelli and Elizabeth Rose, who will provide their unique insights and, above all, heart to this life-affirming topic.
And we have music interludes with Andrea Bocacelli and Celine Dion with The Prayer. Frank Sinatra does All the Way. Whitney Houston offers Joy to the World and a bit more with Celine Dion. And Love Doesn't Ask Why. Our special feature today will be All Good News in our You Gotta Be Kidding news segment, and close out the hour with some shared inspirational readings.
So welcome to Age Nation Radio Magazine, where people come to celebrate living consciously and aging wisely in the 21st century. There lies before us, if we choose, continual progress in happiness, knowledge, and wisdom. But we must appeal as human beings to human beings, remember our humanity, and forget the rest. If we do so, the way opens to a new paradise. These words by Albert Einstein set the stage for our conversation today. We're going to talk about life and about how we can celebrate it.
We're also going to share some of the things that may be in the way of this celebration and some things we can do to follow Einstein's good advice to appeal to each other as human beings and to remember our humanity.
On some level, it seems like such an easy thing to do, doesn't it? To remember our humanity and forget the rest. And yet at this time in our history that mythologist and storyteller Michael Mead calls the great forgetting, some days Einstein's advice seems almost impossible.
Truth and fiction, reality and the dream time on a collision course, members of different political parties at each other's throats and seeming to be more interested in advancing their petty, egoic, selfish interests than in governing for the greater good. The gap between the haves and the have-nots growing wider every day. Blatant disregard for our planet. Members of different religions professing a belief in God and yet attempting to annihilate others who demonstrate their belief in God differently. Others who, out of ignorance and fear, who continue to fan the flames of racial, gender, sexual, and age bigotry and prejudice.
Not a pretty picture, is it? And yet, when we look closely between these serious challenges, when we get quiet enough to listen not to the noise of the world and the foolish trumpeting of a media that has lost its way, what we see and hear is a remarkable bubbling up of something we call a new consciousness. That's why we title the show Celebrating Life and why we open it with the quote by Einstein.
For we believe that even with all of the challenges and the seeming hopelessness, that times are indeed changing. We believe that more and more of us are waking up to the flim-flam charade that the few are trying to perpetrate on the rest of us. That we are waking up to the fact that we have a lot more power than we sometimes remember, and that if we take Einstein's good advice, the way is open to a new paradise.
Not some romantic fantasy, not just a feel-good illusion, but instead a reality that is as close as our next breath, as real as the beating of our hearts, as possible as our imagination and courage allows. For we believe that under all the challenge and chaos, all of the seeming unbridgeable gaps, there are things that connect and unite us, bonds that are ultimately unbreakable, for we are indeed all members of this collective called humanity. And as the poet Mark Nepo, who we spent the last couple of weeks in dialogue with, reminds us, what we reach for may be different, but what makes us reach is the same.
So let's take a few moments now and get a little quiet and go to that place that connects us much more than it divides us. Pause with us for a moment before we return with Sedina and Rosie as we all suggest some next steps for collaboratively celebrating life.
Age Nation Radio. Love. Laugh. Enjoy life.
Age Nation.
We are Age Nation. We will soon be 150 million people strong. We're 40 and older and represent the fastest growing population segment. We weren't born yesterday and we're not dying tomorrow. We work, create, and contribute. We buy the majority of new cars, invest, travel, control 80% of this nation's wealth and at least that much of our faculties. AgeNation.com is our website. It's a doorway to valuable information, inspiration, radio, live and online education and entertainment, digital magazine, books, products, discounts, and more, all from some of the leading wisdom keepers of our time. AgeNation.com, for the generations who change the world and have the wisdom, experience, and the need to do it again. AgeNation.com, it's free. Sign up today. Over 40 and looking for answers to the challenges and remarkable opportunities ahead. Are you under 40 and want to know more about the world you'll soon inherit? Then Do Not Go Quietly is the perfect book for you. Inspiring, empowering, full of practical guidance, this best-selling book has already won 3 2013 book awards. It is a powerful call to action into a life of genuine purpose for those who weren't born yesterday. Wise woman Jean Houston says it's profound, compassionate, and deeply useful. So live the life you were born to live, and remember, you're never too old or too young to live your dreams. Available on Amazon.com, at Barnes & Noble, and bookstores everywhere. For free downloads, interviews, and a lot more, visit DoNotGoQuietlyTheBook.com.
Come back to the revolution. Age Nation Radio.
Age Nation Radio.
We are back in studio. George Capinelli, yours truly, Alan Huttner, with our life partners, Elizabeth Rose and Sedina Capinelli.
In this segment, we normally include a featured interview, but today the four of us are going to give some tips on ways you can celebrate your life. Alan?
All right. So what is our and your personal and collaborative mission in 2014 and beyond? How can you make a positive individual difference? How can we also come together in the best way possible to improve our community, country, and world? To me, this is the ultimate in celebration of all of life. So sounds like some daunting questions to be answered. And if this triggers that little piece of your program mind that says, I'm helpless against the growing machine of multinational corporate influences, the industrial, military, medical complex, banking, Wall Street, or I'm helpless in the face of government, business, interwoven corruption, or I'm helpless against the justice system right up to the Supreme Court that is influenced by or makes decisions on behalf of the money power base of humanity, I say, get a grip on your finite self. And in consonance with one of our 2014 ARM themes, break yourself out of the ruts or ruts of ordinary perception and be your most authentic true self. Discover the answer to who I am and I guarantee you'll be making a big difference in your own life and those around you. It's not that complicated, this who I am journey. We've done it. We're all in different processes of it. Yeah, we have egos. We have personas. They flare up every once in a while. Even during radio shows, things get a little hectic, you know? But the journey in is the answer. And it started for me in 1970 with TM. So I'm a big endorser of meditation and different meditation techniques. That's what I'm suggesting. If you don't know about it, give me a call. I'll guide you through a meditation on the phone. All right. We're going to go to Rosie now.
Oh, boy. It's wonderful to be here with all of you and the Age Nation team. So here's my spiel. As a licensed massage therapist for the past 28 years, naturally, the tip that I'd like to suggest today to help you out there celebrate life and live the life you were born to live is to offer your loved ones more often the intentional healing power of nurturing touch. And the simple but lasting warmth in a loving and meaningful embrace, a.k.a. a hug. And I know you all know how to do that. During massage school, one of our required reading books was this book by Ashley Monahue called Touching, The Human Significance of the Skin. Great book, timeless. It's always relevant. But I want to read an excerpt from Donna Swanson and her poem, which really also brings to light the importance of touching our elders. So here's Donna. How long has it been since someone touched me? 20 years? 20 years I've been a widow, respected, smiled at, but never touched, never held so close that loneliness was blotted out. I remember how my mother used to hold me. When I was hurt in spirit or flesh, she would gather me close, stroke my silky hair, and caress my back with her warm hands. Oh, God, I am so lonely. God, why didn't we raise the kids to be silly and affectionate, as well as dignified and proper? You see, they do their duty. They drive up in their fine cars. They come to my room to pay their respects. They chatter brightly and reminisce, but they don't touch me. So if you have a loved one with you, just make an intentional effort to touch them with healing, nurturing presence, and it will benefit all of you. Much love.
Mm.
Oh, and now we get to go to Sadina. Round robin here. Your turn.
Oh, that was beautiful. Thanks, you guys. Thanks to you and George and Ellen for doing such a great job and for the intro. I want to say that the two of you are bringing a lot of heart, I think, to Age Nation Radio. And I'm just honored to be here with Rosie and both of you today. So celebrating, for me, is a key to living the life that we're born to live at any age. For me, celebrating is remembering that wherever I find myself, at whatever age I'm at, and I'm getting up there, I'm in my 60s, this is the day for which all of our preparations have been made. Everything that came before, this is it. Our many yesterdays have made us stronger, more flexible, resilient, and much wiser. So now we have new eyes and new hearts. I love the words of the Cherokee author Joyce Sequeechee Hilfer. She says, "This day can be our turning point, the moment when we begin to see over the hill and around the bend. A new path comes into view and there is no longer a need to look over our shoulder." And she is so right. We can be reborn in each moment. I think one of the most important keys to living the life we were born to live is our conscious choice to appreciate and to see each precious moment, each situation, as Alan was talking about, with new eyes and new hearts, and know that whatever triggers our fear does not have to govern us or grieve us. The choice is not what happens to us, but how we will respond to it. It always really comes down to fear or love, right? Pierre Chardin, thank God, gave us that beautiful truth when he said, "We are spiritual beings having a human experience." And when I remember this, it brings me back to gratitude for every experience in this school of life. Helps me to remember that my essential nature is divine and reminds me to come back to my true self and recognize that divinity in each person. That's really namaste, right? Find compassion and understanding on this journey with my fellow humans. So happier, more joy-filled days are here for us now, waiting for us to live the life we're born to live. Let's not wait. Let's celebrate now. And now to my other half my amazing husband, George Kapanen.
I like to say we're both holes, so how about to your other hole?
I don't want to get into that, so let's
no
talk.
No halves here. All.
Can you stop hogging my time, both of you, please? So what we're talking about here is how to celebrate life. And there are a couple of things I want to talk about very briefly. The first is Carl Jung defined the difference between believing and knowing. Beliefs, of course, are what much of the world is based upon. Knowing comes from our own direct and personal experience. And so in this coming year, from my heart to your heart, I strongly and deeply encourage you to pay a lot more attention to what you know, to learn the things that you don't know, and to not rely on other people's beliefs as much. Our world is collapsing as a result of believing too much and knowing too little. The second thing that I'd like to leave you with and encourage you to do is to spend a lot more time in the silence, because that's where your true wisdom lies. And the more you take the time to get quiet and to listen to that quiet voice within, the more you'll be in a position to live the life that you were born to live and to receive the insight and the inspiration and the guidance that you require.
Stop waiting. Now's the time. Age Nation Radio.
Age Nation Radio.
Elizabeth Rose here, co-producer of the thought-provoking and life-enhancing TransitionsTeleseminars.com series, inviting you to listen to prominent guests conversing on love, spirituality, money, sexuality, and the mystical. This series is hosted by your Age Nation Radio Magazine co-host, Alan Huttner, and his good friend, Bill O'Hanlon, psychotherapist, best-selling author, and featured Oprah guest. Guest presenters include Marianne Williamson, Andrew Harvey, Joan Borisenko, Bruce Lipton, Larry Dossey, Harville Hendricks, and many more. A lot of great content available, MP3 audio downloads, PDF transcripts, CEU credits, and free conversations with bonus materials. Go to www.transitionsteleseminars.com for more information.
Over 40 and looking for answers to the challenges and remarkable opportunities ahead. Are you under 40 and want to know more about the world you'll soon inherit? Then Do Not Go Quietly is the perfect book for you. Inspiring, empowering, full of practical guidance, this best-selling book has already won 3 2013 book awards. It is a powerful call to action into a life of genuine purpose for those who weren't born yesterday. Wise woman Jean Houston says it's profound, compassionate, and deeply useful. So live the life you were born to live, and remember, you're never too old or too young to live your dreams. Available on Amazon.com, at Barnes & Noble, and bookstores everywhere. For free downloads, interviews, and a lot more, visit DoNotGoQuietlyTheBook.com.
Harvest the Wisdom, Age Nation Radio.
You're listening to Age Nation Radio. It's a state of mind.
We're back. Alan and Rosie, Sedina and myself. We're going to talk just a little bit more about some of the tips that we can practice in the new year. So, Alan, what do you think?
You're putting me on the spot.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah.
Well, look, you know what? The common theme that I got from everybody was about what's the real self and what's the false self. You know, and you know, you get into rights and wrongs and perceptions. I don't even know if false self is, you know, an appropriate term. I think that if we get to the core and we realize that there's the I, you know, you say I or I am, identify something at the core of yourself before the ego personality was developed. And that's the place to come from. That's the place of love. That's a place of connection. That's a place of unity. And if we can operate from that place, I think we change the world.
I agree. I agree, yeah, Alan. Yeah. This is Sedina. I also think that the big thing in our world with so much challenge and so much craziness going on, it's hard to celebrate if we're, you know, being distracted from everything that's going on. So I remember as much as I can to breathe, and it brings me back into my body, which is the home I'm occupying in this incarnation in any way. And I always think of that quote, never fear growing old. There are many who have never had the privilege. And so back to celebration. It is a privilege to be alive, whether it's sadness, joy, pain, loss, whatever it is. It's a blessing. We're here.
And this is Rosie here. I'm going to come back to the fundamental expression of love through touch, through healing touch. You don't have to be a professional massage therapist to touch well. Alan is an incredible healer. I have a bad headache, and he just focuses his love and his intention and his healing prayers and does basically a laying on of hands.
Hey, listen, if I could get paid by putting on a robe and sandals and walking around and laying my hands
on
people.
No, we're not going to let you do that. You're right. Too much of a great radio host. But anyway, again, touching is fundamental to life, so I just want to encourage you all to not just give each other a hug, but a lasting hug, long enough so that there's an exchange of warmth and peace. And breathe, like Sedina said.
Yeah, so breathing and touch and remembering the true self. And remembering that the fact is life takes courage, you know. You can sink back into the same old ruts. You can reduce your capacity in life by accepting the habitual, or you can recognize that if you're willing, courage from the word heart, if you're willing to practice that courage and just a little bit more every day, just a little bit more whenever that next obstacle comes up, you're going to be in really great shape. So for all of us, we thank you for this opportunity to share a few tips, and then we're going to come back and do a You Gotta Be Kidding segment. So it's time for that You've Gotta Be Kidding segment. You know, each week we look at those items in the news that either show how strange and wacky the world is or how much hope we can get from it. Today we're going to look at some things that give us hope. These are all from the Huffington Post. Sue Ellen Freed, 80-year-old grandmother of seven, has spent a lifetime giving back. After years working as an anti-bullying activist, Freed now visits prisons throughout her home state of Kansas, teaching inmates about violence and self-acceptance. Freed found Reaching Out From Within, a volunteer program that helps prisoners, particularly those who've been abused or marginalized, reach their highest potential. She's one of those indomitable spirits who has transformed more lives than she can even know.
Wonderful. And Tina Cornley had a successful job working as director of operations at the Miami Museum of Modern Art when she had an experience that would completely change the direction of her life and career. After a life-changing trip to a Mali orphanage in 2012, Cornley decided to devote her life to eradicating poverty. It was a very powerful and gut-wrenching experience that actually propelled me to pursue my dream, which is to help these people become self-sufficient, Cornley said. On my flight back, I said, I'm going to do this.
And while in his late 20s, Marquis Taylor left behind a high-powered job on Wall Street to teach basketball to low-income and at-risk youth. Why? Taylor himself had grown up in poverty with a single mother in South Central LA, an epicenter of drugs and gang violence, and sports were his ticket to building a better life. So now, through his organization, Coaching for Change, that's the numeral, Coaching for Change, he uses sports as a way to help kids succeed. That's what we're able to do through sports. We give them an opportunity to succeed and to challenge themselves, Taylor told the Huffington Post. Everyone has untapped potential. And how do you begin tapping into it? It's through these small successes.
Entrepreneur Tom Lombo knows that in business and in life, mentors matter. and he honored his former University of San Francisco basketball coach Dante Benedetti, a man who worked for a buck a year to keep the program alive, by starting a foundation that helps more kids play basketball in his honor. Lonbo said, quote, "He gave guys like me who were young kids and kind of insecure a chance to go and prove themselves on the sports field. Now he's paying it forward."
So we don't always have a chance, but today we had a chance to look at some of the things that people are doing that really magical and remarkable in the world. And one of the things we encourage you going forward this year, find people in your world who do things extraordinary and celebrate them. Celebrate life.
Harvest the Wisdom, Age Nation Radio.
Age Nation.
We are Age Nation. We will soon be 150 million people strong. We're 40 and older and represent the fastest growing population segment. We weren't born yesterday and we're not dying tomorrow. We work, create, and contribute. We buy the majority of new cars, invest, travel, control 80% of this nation's wealth and at least that much of our faculties. AgeNation.com is our website. It's a doorway to valuable information, inspiration, radio, live and online education and entertainment, digital magazine, books, products, discounts, and more, all from some of the leading wisdom keepers of our time. AgeNation.com, for the generations who changed the world and have the wisdom, experience, and the need to do it again. AgeNation.com, it's free. Sign up today. Over 40 and looking for answers to the challenges and remarkable opportunities ahead. Are you under 40 and want to know more about the world you'll soon inherit? Then Do Not Go Quietly is the perfect book for you. Inspiring, empowering, full of practical guidance, this best-selling book has already won 3 2013 Book Awards. It is a powerful call to action and to a life of genuine purpose for those who weren't born yesterday. Wise woman Jean Houston says it's profound, compassionate, and deeply useful. So live the life you were born to live, and remember, you're never too old or too young to live your dreams. Available on Amazon.com, at Barnes & Noble, and bookstores everywhere. For free downloads, interviews, and a lot more, visit DoNotGoQuietlyTheBook.com.
Reclaim your passion. Age Nation Radio.
George, Alan, Rosie, and Sedina back with you. We're going to do a couple of joint readings. First, this from Alan and Elizabeth.
All right. So this is in part from Jed McKenna's notebook, all bonus content from the Enlightenment Trilogy. Jed received an email from a friend and associate, Frank. Frank's key assertion was that, quote, "Everyone is wrong about everything all the time." Both Jed's perception and mine are similar in that, as mentioned in our segment 2 and 3 of the show today, most of us have falsely identified who we are at the core. That simple. The wrongness is that we take our ego personality covering as fully real and forget the core presence of who we are.
Jed and Frank agree, quote, "A solution can be found. Something interesting could actually happen. What is this potential we have? Infinite mind, inner access, every man, woman, and child a Buddha, free and easy access for everyone." Jed goes on to say, "Man is not plagued by countless thousands of insurmountable problems, as it certainly appears, but by one core problem from which all others radiate. The world appears dark and murky and unknowable, so we falsely assume it is dark and murky and unknowable, and we live our lives based on that unfounded assumption. Not knowing any better, we muddle along as best as we can, fumbly, blindly, trying to interpret the shadows and make sense of the darkness. We have some of our smartest people on the case, scientists, sages, priests, scholars, poets, artists, all striving to help us to make sense of the world."
Jed continues, but here's the good part. We can reclaim the infinite dimension from which we are presently severed by ego, by fear. We can re-enter into that form which we have been cast out of. Garden, paradise, heaven on earth. Any and everyone can do this. It's not reserved for the elite or the intelligent or the devout any more than sunlight is reserved for the wealthy. It doesn't take years or decades of lifetimes. What it means is that no one, no matter their circumstances, no matter how high or low, how sick or well, how rich or poor, is ever more than an hour away from the more popular but non-abiding version of spiritual enlightenment, God consciousness.
And a final quote from Jed. When we trace all problems back to their single source, we find that the world appears dark and murky and unknowable, not because it is, but because the lens through which it is projected and perceived is filthy. The lens is self. The filth is ego. Clean the lens and the world resolves into crystal clarity, and darkness and murkiness are forgotten as if they never were. Also, eliminate the lens altogether and you're enlightened. But then, who is left to be enlightened?
Nice reading, Rosie and Alan. You know, cleaning the lens. Wonderful, wonderful idea.
What an image, huh?
Yeah. This reading that Sadina and I will do is from an article we wrote called Going For It. What if, like a fine wine or mature cheese, we get better as we age? What if we're meant to bring together all the experiences and wisdom from earlier in our lives into a rich unfolding of our best selves in the second half of our lives? And what if the dream we are born to live, the sacred dream that lives in our hearts, is only waiting for us to say, I'm going for it?
As in all good adventures, passion and commitment fuel us and ultimately reward us. Is it possible that passion and commitment are always waiting patiently within to fly free from the fetters of our restrictive beliefs that may be overshadowing our dream? Could it be that the myth of youth is one of those beliefs, denying the fullness as we age, along with the real truth? It is never too late or too soon to live our dream?
We believe that it is. As a result, we have an unswerving faith in the fact that if each of us sings our authentic notes in the great song of life, the result will not just be a joyful melody, but a magnificent resonance that will change the world.
And we are not alone in this belief. Many of us who are over 40 are part of a great bubbling up of consciousness that is happening. More and more of us are putting limited beliefs behind and taking our rite of passage into the second half of life seriously. We are going for it as we choose to pursue our cherished dreams rather than dance to tunes composed by others. And we are listening more to that voice within that always encourages us to give our best to life.
In doing this, we're healing ourselves and inspiring others who may still lack sufficient support, inspiration, and love to do the same. For as Mark Nepo reminds us, in deep and lasting ways, we heal ourselves and we heal the world.
So we celebrate your commitment to this unique adventure of aging consciously and wisely. We honor your courage in dropping doubts and insufficiencies and moving past the myth of youth and its restrictions.
And we hope in the new year that you will continue going for it, that you will remain true to your dream and remember that it is never too late or too soon to live the life you were born to live. In this way, you will bless our planet and those who will come after you.
And if you stay tuned with us, we'll remind you to do this every week, you know, continually coming back to this place. Next week, we'll look at life and life's mysteries, more great music, insights, and perspectives. We have an interview conversation with Patricia Gottlieb Shapiro on the privilege of aging, a humorous wake-up laughing piece with our good friend Swami Beyondananda, and a lot more.
Remember, you can find out more about Age Nation online at agenation.com. Read Next, our new digital magazine. It's free. And don't forget to pick up a copy of Sadina and my new book, Do Not Go Quietly, A Guide to Living Consciously and Aging Wisely for People Who Weren't Born Yesterday. We're proud to say it's won 4 National Book Awards this year, and we believe you'll discover that it's a gift that'll keep on giving to you and those you love all year long.
The best is yet to come. Age Nation Radio.
Age Nation Radio.
Elizabeth Rose here, co-producer of the thought-provoking and life-enhancing TransitionsTeleseminars.com series, inviting you to listen to prominent guests conversing on love, spirituality, money, sexuality, and the mystical. This series is hosted by your Age Nation Radio Magazine co-host, Alan Huttner, and his good friend, Bill O'Hanlon, psychotherapist, best-selling author, and featured Oprah guest. Guest presenters include Marianne Williamson, Andrew Harvey, Joan Borisenko, Bruce Lipton, Larry Dossey, Harville Hendricks, and many more. A lot of great content available, MP3 audio downloads, PDF transcripts, CEU credits, and free conversations with bonus materials. Go to www.transitionsteleseminars.com for more information.
Over 40 and looking for answers to the challenges and remarkable opportunities ahead. Are you under 40 and want to know more about the world you'll soon inherit? Then Do Not Go Quietly is the perfect book for you. Inspiring, empowering, full of practical guidance, this best-selling book has already won 3 2013 book awards. It is a powerful call to action into a life of genuine purpose for those who weren't born yesterday. Wise woman Jean Houston says it's profound, compassionate, and deeply useful. So live the life you were born to live, and remember, you're never too old or too young to live your dreams. Available on Amazon.com, at Barnes & Noble, and bookstores everywhere. For free downloads, interviews, and a lot more, visit donotgoquietlythebook.com.
You're listening to Age Nation Radio. It's a state of mind.